You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verse 30. The apostle rejoined Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to some lonely place all by yourselves, and rest for a while, for there were so many coming and going that there was no time for them even to eat." So they went off in the boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But people saw them going, and many recognized them, and from every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw the large crowd and took pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he set himself to teach them at some length. So we have a preaching series about care, kasi ni year of care tayo. And today nakapost na rin sa Facebook yung until February 11 ang ating preaching series about care. For today, our lesson or our sermon is caring for ourselves without being selfish. Pag-aaruga sa sarili nang hindi nagiging makasarili. And so we read Ecclesiastes where it says, pagkat ang mga patay ay wala nang nalalaman. And therefore, eat your food with glad tidings. And then in Hebrews, it says that the Sabbath rest remains. Hindi porket hindi na tayo nagsusunod entirely sa Old Testament, sa Torah, means na nullify na yung Sabbath rest. So, Sabbath rest is as much as applicable to people, to Christians, and actually human beings. There was a time, especially in the industrial times, the 1800s up until the 1940s, even 1960s, where walang rest day, and civil rights movement had to fight for a 5-day work and a rest day and an eight hours work day. There has to be Sabbath rest. And in our gospel reading, we are told that, and in many instances, Jesus himself took rest, separated himself, humiwalay siya sa kanyang mga alagad, pumunta sa isang bundok, at sabi doon, nagdasal. I'm sure natulog din si kuya mo. Baka it a good way of saying na nagdasal siya, pero sa totoo lang, pagoda na si lola mo. Oo. At baka may pagka-introvert din siya, di ba? Na, sige, carry, lapit kayo, ganyan. Tuturuan ko kayo. Nangaral siya, magpapagaling siya, pero I need time for myself. Selfie time. Di ba? Selfie time. Me time. So last week, in our first Sunday worship of 2018, I talked about love as the foundation of care. And care as the is that which makes a relationship and a community possible. Kasi, iba nga sabi ko last week, masasabi mo lang may pag-ibig ka sa iyong kapwa, sa iyong karelasyon, kung meron kang care. Diba kung nagke-care ka? Kasi kung wala, iba nga sabi ko nga, hatred is not the opposite of love. It is apathy, kawalan ng pakialam, kawalan ng aruga. No? the irony of it is that half of most of the people who we consider to be unloving and hateful in this world are those who do not love themselves. There are some people in this world that the very reason why they are a very difficult, hateful, bitter, resentful person is because it is a projection of their hate for themselves, internal hate, not being able to love themselves. Of course, there are people naman talaga din naman who the only person that they love is themselves. Meron talaga niyan. And so, there are particular ones who are, sinasabi ko nga, pathological. Psychologically, ganun sila. But whether it is less love or too much love of self, both are distorted forms of self-love. Less love or too much love of self is a distorted form of self-love. There are people even among advocates and activists who think that doing more and being more will make others love them. Meron yan. Marami sa simbahan, sa mga advocacies na feeling nila ang kanilang as fulfillment and self at yung love, no, ay mafufulfill if they are doing advocacy and activism. Certainly, advocacy and activism is good. No, good. That is good. Serving the people. But a perspective where this is what defines me. This is where I will find love. No, yung nagbibigay ka ng talk, HIV education, you know, that's good. But there are some people who will take that as an opportunity because they feel that they're the only way that they could feel validated, loved, and applauded is because they are in advocacy or in activism. Kaya nga, merong ilang mga issue dyan na there are people who a-attend lang ng isang event if they are specifically requested to be a speaker. Pag hindi sila speaker, hindi nila atinan. No? Or ang tanong kagad sa'yo pag in-invite mo, meron ba akong role dyan? Meron ba akong important participation dyan? Kung wala, ba't ako pupunta? But we know, advocacy sometimes just means being there. Being in attendance, no? It's not always about us. And so, even among the church, the advocates, activists, there is this distorted idea that love can be found outside of ourselves. Happiness can be found outside of ourselves. Or having a degree, having the most expensive car or luxury items or the latest gadget, lang best ko na yung binanggit over the years. Or even finding and having a partner. Many think will be the source of joy and happiness. And naiano ko na to, di ba? Na-share ko sa Facebook yung Buddhist monk na babae na nagsabing, how do you really truly love? Di ba? Kung di nyo pa nakita, nasa ano ko, check nyo. At sabi doon, you cannot find it outside of yourself. You cannot find love and joy and happiness outside of yourself. No one and nothing in this world can love you better than you. No one can love you better than you. And there is nothing and no one in whole creation who can make you happy as you do. If you only learn to love yourself and realize that you are adequate, ikaw ay sapat. And that you are loved. Yun yung sermon ko last week, di ba? It always starts from a realization. Minsan, sabi ko pa doon, even if you have to force it to yourself, to say it repeatedly to yourself, I am love. I am love. I am enough. Nothing ever happens outside of you. Indian and Buddhist mystics speaks of this for the last 3,000 to 5,000 years. Earlier, even wala pang Kristyanismo at wala pang Judaism, they will always tell us that there is nothing that happens outside of you. So ang tanong, ito ang tanong nila, ewan ko narinig nyo na ito. May tanong. Tanong. Saan nyo ako nakikita ngayon? Where do you see me right now?
In front.
In front. In front. In front. At the pulpit. Wala tayong pulpit.
At the altar.
Behind.
At the metaphorical.
Yeah.
At the open table.
At the open table. Wrong. Wrong. The light that reflects me, the vision of me, the object is me, goes to your eyes, goes into your brain. Therefore, where do you see me? You see me inside of you. You hear me inside of you. Yeah. 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 When you touch someone, where does that experience happen? Inside of you. There is nothing that ever happens to you that is not inside of you. Everything that you ever experience, will ever experience, will always happen inside of you. And therefore, you cannot experience and create love outside of you. You can only experience and create love inside of you. And when you create that inside of you, then you are able to create it outside of you. That's why I told you and reminded you last week that it is important, very, very important to realize that you are love, to keep that inside of you so that you may indeed live up to your true self as an embodiment of love, a living, breathing, moving, speaking, and touching embodiment of love through concrete acts of care. The only way that you will create love outside of you is if it happens first inside of you. Including love, including joy, peace, justice. How can you speak of justice to so many people if you are not even just to yourself? It is very important to be solid and clear about this because it is also a timeless truth and it is scientific. That whatever happens inside of you is manifested outside. Whatever goes on in your mind ultimately gets expressed in our words, actions, and attitudes. You are what you think, and you become what you think. For our Lord tells us, from deep within the heart comes deceit, envy, and murder, as much as love comes also from deep in our hearts. Diba? Nag-post na si sa mga nakakaalam, nag-post si Charles saka si Mon, isa lang naman Facebook nila. Ano yung diagram nila? Motivation. Ano yun? Motivation, action, something. So your motivation dictates your thoughts, then motivations, and then actions. Your thoughts creates your motivation. Your motivation dictates how you live your life, your actions. At some point, dark parts of ourselves that are unresolved will manifest. So that yan yung first part talaga, kaya inuulit ko siya ngayon, because if you get that wrong, it all comes from perspective. If your perspective about yourself and the world is wrong, If you cannot create love from within, no matter what you do, you cannot take care of yourself. And definitely, you cannot take care of others. So, ulit-ulitin ko yan. Pupukpo ko yan. No? You have to have self-love. Second part, kasi nga, lesson natin ngayon is caring for ourselves. Diba? Caring for ourselves. Do not apologize for self-care and for rest. Now, in our readings today, Ecclesiastes tells us a more practical reason for self-care and self-indulgence. And that is because of death. Mamamatay tayong lahat. All of life, according to Ecclesiastes, is vanity. Life is vanity. The rich and the poor will go the same way. All will die. One day, you and I will die. Learn to enjoy your food. Always be in a good disposition. And be happy with your partner or with yourself. You don't have a partner. If your partner is the world, everyone else, enjoy it. If you have children, enjoy your children. And be a joy to your children. Because one day, you and I will die. To some extent, that is true, but in some other parts of Ecclesiastes, we are also told to hold fast to the covenant or the law of God. So while we do find time to enjoy with friends and family and the abundance of the earth, Ecclesiastes and many other parts of Scripture tells us to observe those things that are most important in life. Kasi baka naman, enjoy ka nga ng life, yun, di ba, hedonistic na. Yun na lang talaga ginawa mo. Kumain ng kumain ng kumain. Umaura ng umaura ng umaura ng umaura. Di ba? Or tulog na lang. Wala ka ng ibang ginawa kundi mag-enjoy na lang. But Ecclesiastes also tells us that while you enjoy life, you have to observe those things that are most important in life, which are love, kindness, mercy, humility, justice, relationship. Then in the Gospel of Mark, after the 12 have returned from their missionary work, kasi sinen ni Jesus yung kanyang yung mga apostoles, go and proclaim the kingdom of God, heal the sick, and exorcise demons, etc., etc., ganyan. And bumalik na sila. Lord, nag-report sila, Lord, grabe, ang galing. Kapagpalayas kami ng mga demonyo, gumaling yung mga tao, nakinig sila sa amin, ganyan. And Jesus recognized that they were tired and need much rest. And so, and also to eat. Halos din na nga daw nakakain eh. Jesus himself on several occasions in Scripture was told to go on his way by himself to rest and pray. Not to mention that the letter to the Hebrews tells us that the law of the Sabbath rest was never nullified among Christians. We are still called and admonished to find and set a time for rest and prayer. No one person can save everyone and do everything. No, meron din yan sa mga activists at sa mga pare at sa mga pastor. Feeling nila sila ang makakapagliligtas sa lahat. Messianic complex. Diba? Supreme leader. Ganon. Yeah, lucky me. May mga ganyan na yung halos wala ng pahinga. Diba? Tatanggapin lahat. Parang, anong movie yun? Yung Say Yes All the Time? Yung kay Jim Carrey, to say yes all the time. Yes, man. Yes all the time. Hanggang mamatay ka sa pagod. Diba? At meron niya, kahit sa seminaryo, we have a few people, mga pastor, na feeling nila ang sama-sama nila kapag nagpahinga sila or nagpapahinga sila at tanggihan nila ang miyembrong merong ilalapit na walang kakwenta-kwentang bagay. Nalulungkot ako, Pastor. Pero, talaga ba? Diba? Remember, for us Christians, Jesus is the Messiah, not us. Sometimes we forget Maybe because we are the breadwinner of the family. Maybe because people rely on us. Maybe because I am the pastor. Or someone is a pastor and everyone expects me to be on call 24/7. Maybe because I am a manager or a boss who is expected to handle any and every shit that happens. Diba? Maybe because I am an HIV counselor and motivator, I feel responsible for the life of my client. Perhaps I am an activist who feels deeply connected and part of the suffering of the oppressed people. Failing to set a time of care and rest for ourselves will eventually lead to a greater failure of caring for others. Kaya meron niya sa seminaryo, lahat ni yes niya. Siyempre, pag lahat ni yes mo, tas sabay ng schedule, di ba? Mas na-fail mo siya kasi umuo ka tapos hindi mo na nagawa na panindigan. Double whammy yung ano, double the hurt. Kasi nagsabi ka pero hindi mo napanindigan kasi mamimili ka mas priority tong isa. Diba? Or dahil nag-yes ka sa lahat, nagkasakit ka na, wala kang nagampanan sa tatlong bagay na niyesan mo. Diba? So it leads to a greater failure of caring for others. It is built into the human body for it to sleep for no less than 6 to 8 hours a day. Ang maximum na pwede mo daw ano is 6 hours. Anything less to 6 hours is detrimental to your health. Hanggang ngayon nga hindi pa nila alam anong purpose ng tulog eh. Bakit daw kailangan ng tulog? Scientists are actually looking at that. Kasi kung rest lang naman, your body can be at rest. Pero bakit built in sa katawan ang tulog? They still don't know. May mga teorya lang. And you have to sleep at least 6 hours. That's the maximum. Anything less is detrimental to your health. So never ever feel guilty nor apologize for taking the time to rest and care for yourself. Never feel guilty, accountable, or ashamed for going on a vacation if you are able. Never be afraid to say no or later na lang. Sometimes, hindi naman no eh. Sometimes it's pwedeng mamaya, bukas, or sa susunod. Never apologize for spending an appropriate quality time with your loved ones. Never. Of course, unless it is an emergency, tulad kanina si Choi, no? Ang kausap niya yung mother nung client. Ngayon nga, nag-expire na. No? If it is an emergency, certainly you have to cut short your vacation. Certainly you have to cut short your day of rest. But keep in mind that emergencies are rare. Kasi may mga tao din, lahat na lang ng buhay nila, emergency at ilalapit sa inyo. Diba? Kamag-anak man yan, kliyente man yan, boss man yan. Diba? Meron din mga boss na dahil subordinate ka niya, lahat na iaasa sa'yo, tapos sabi emergency. Caring for self also means allowing others to take care of you. Importante din yun. Sometimes we really cannot take care of ourselves. We have to have others take care of us. Kaya nga tayo in relationship eh. We have parents, we have siblings, friends, community. We have to allow others to take care of us. At part din yun yung recognition na maybe if you are having some difficult times, depression or what, maybe you really need to seek help. There is no shame in seeking professional help for depression, for anxiety. With the social roles and expectations we have, we often fail to let others take care of us. We often fail to accept the care, support, and generosity of our friends, loved ones, and even total strangers. Never apologize or be ashamed for taking care of yourself and allowing others to take care of you. The most important person who needs your love, care, and attention is you. But be discerning on what is excessive. Sabi ko nga kanina, yung kanina yung pula, hedonistic na ang dating, di ba? Wala na ginawa. Talagang self-love na lang siya, na lang ang love niya, na lang ang sarili niya, di ba? But self-care does not necessarily mean, last page na to, but self-care does not necessarily mean living excessive lives. Self-care does not mean that everybody else will care for you and that you are the center of everyone's concern and attention. Kasi may mga ganyan. Self-care and rest does not mean not fulfilling previous agreements and covenants. I need to take care of myself. Pero te, nag-agree ka na umaten. O nag-agree ka na ikaw maging speaker. O nag-agree ka na makeup artist ka for some. Parang ganun, di ba? Nag-agree ka na magkikita kayo ng jowa mo. Diba? Self-care does not mean that you will not honor previous agreements and covenants, forsaking oaths, duties, and responsibilities. Self-care does not mean spending outrageous amounts of money for ridiculous things, such as changing phones every time a new iPhone comes out. Diba? Self-care does not mean overindulgence that spits at the face of Jesus Christ. Yung sapat lang. Alam niyo naman yan eh. Kung ano yung sapat lang. Sa seminaryo, ang sabi nung dalawa kong professor, yung tinatawag na the justice line. We envision a day where the poor will reach this line and the rich will also go down to this line. The justice line. Yung sapat lang, tama lang, hindi ka naman sobrang debil, you know? Pero hindi ka rin naman yung napaka-lavish. At some point, I will discuss about Zen, minimalism. Na trend sa Europe at matagal naman na nandito sa Asia. The key here is discernment of balance. You should not be apologetic for going on a much-needed vacation or to a beautiful beach or travel abroad and experience another culture if you are able. But always have a frugal and practical mentality, not a mentality of extravagance. Sabi nga ni Pope Francis, di ba? Sabi ni Pope Francis, always, in anything and everything, especially when you are buying, always choose. Hindi cheaper yung word niya. Always choose the more prudent purchase. Always choose the simpler one. You are love, as everybody else is love. Love and care for yourself enough to be able to effectively care and love for others, especially those people who are hardest to love. The homeless, the poor, the indigenous, people living with HIV, the elderly. You know, the only reason that Jesus was able to empty himself out of love because he was so full of love. The mathematical equation of spiritual life is this. LO plus LO is equals LG. Algebra, diba? LO plus LO equals LG. Oh, LO, love of. No. To love others as we love ourselves is the only way to love God. Yan yung equation. Love others, love ourselves is the way to love God. The purpose of cultivating love and care within us and around us is only so that we may love and care for others as our expression of love for God. Never forget the mathematical equation of the spiritual life. Love others as we love ourselves is the only way we can love God. Amen.